Hey, ladies, before we get into today's episode, I want to let you know about the Simple Sustainable Fat Loss Program. This is my 8-week program. Sometimes I refer to it as the 8-week challenge. If you've been here a while, you've been hearing about it and maybe waiting to take the leap, or maybe it has not been the right timing for you if you were in a season of pregnancy or postpartum. And the time might be now. We are kicking off April 8th. I am closing enrollment April 1st, and I only take 20 ladies. So if you've been thinking about it before, this is the time to take the leap. It does not come back again until September. If you're not sure what this is, it's essentially an 8-week program where it's a group setting. I take your hand and walk you through setting up a great metabolism so that you can, after the 8 weeks, have this awesome metabolism built that keeps burning fat for you. You don't have to worry about what diet to try, this, that, on and off bandwagons, yo-yoing. This is the anti-yo-yoing plan here. Okay. So in the 8 weeks, I set you up with workouts to do. They're press, play, and go. So you just have the plan for all 8 weeks. You have access to this forevermore. So the videos are yours to keep and keep using. If you're not a video gal, I've got PDFs for you. And you can also continue whatever workout style you're doing apart from the program. You don't have to do the program workouts. Nutrition really is the biggest basis of the program. On the podcast, very often I'm talking about eating high protein, talking about 80-20 eating. I'm talking about eating according to your macros sometimes, or eating intuitively. This all comes together in the program. So here, maybe you've been piecemealing it, listening to some of the episodes, trying to do this on your own. I just take your hand truly, and we start with what you are already doing, and I just refine it as we go in that 8 weeks. You start just logging what you're already eating. And then I teach you, you know what, Sarah, pulling a name from here, you gotta not eat that avocado at breakfast if you're going to have peanut butter at lunch because it's putting you over in fats. So instead, you're gonna wanna, you know, or if you're gonna have guac tonight, then maybe that's not the day that we have some kind of peanut butter on the toast, whatever. I teach you how to balance that out in ways of picking and choosing, and nothing is restrictive. So you can do this forevermore. I'm equipping you with these tools so that then when you go to a barbecue this summer or whatever it is, you know, you can look at the table and say, and not say like, oh, I shouldn't eat that. I can't eat that. Oh, that's off limits. That's a bad food. That's a good food. You can be informed and look at the buffet table and say, you know what? I am going to have a burger, but I'm not going to have the bun because I'm going to have a beer instead. So that'll be my carb. And then I'll fill up half my plate with veggies and so on and so forth. That's what I am teaching you to do. And now, if you want a chance to win some of your money back, you can submit optional before and after pictures, which is a fun little addition to the program that you don't have to do. It is optional. And, you know, we come out with a winner at the end. So it's always a good time. You have the support in the community of all these other women trying to do this with you. And we have a good time. You have me for personalized check-ins. That's why I cap the number. And hundreds of women have found and sustained, more importantly, found and sustained fat loss with this program. So go grab a spot. We kick off April 8th. You can sign up at healthycatholicmoms.com under the Work With Me tab. Welcome to the Healthy Catholic Moms podcast, where we make moving and nourishing our bodies a priority so that we not only fulfill our vocations, but excel in our callings. I'm Brittany Pearson, a Catholic wife, mom, and personal trainer, and I'm here to help you build healthy habits that actually fit your life. I am here to teach you how to get the results that you want and maintain the results that you want without spending hours at the gym or meal prepping all weekend long. I understand. I am right here with you, getting my workouts done in the nooks and crannies of time, looking up recipes while nursing babies, and trying to prioritize my own health amidst everything else going on. But I have really good news for you. You can get the results you want in less time without doing hours of cardio and restrictive dieting. I am going to teach you how to use strength training and eating in a macro balanced way to get you feeling so good in your skin, full of energy and strong to carry out your life. Okay? On this podcast, we'll delve into how to lose fat in a simple, sustainable way, what your workouts and nutrition should look like during different seasons of life, like during pregnancy and postpartum times. We'll also discuss healthy quick meals and how to get them on the table, make food that kids will actually want to eat, mom hacks for making your day run more smoothly, and so much more.
all the while with continuous encouragement to stay the course and live with discipline. This is a place where we're striving to steward our bodies well in order to joyfully serve. I am so happy you're here. Let's dive in.
Hey there, beautiful ladies. How are you? I hope you are having a fantastic March so far. And I'm so happy that you're here with me today. I truly am. I'm so thankful for all of you, for this community, for the support, for any reviews that you might post for the podcast or messages that you send me. I just got a really encouraging email last night, just thanking me for various things from the podcast, but it encouraged me so much to hear it and to see the fruits. You know, that's something we don't always get to see, right? What we're doing, you know, whatever it is, even doing laundry for people and things like that. Like sometimes it just seems like, is anybody really caring about this? So I really appreciate that. Thank you all for your support and for sharing the love. So it's not just a one-way conversation here. Today we are going to be talking about ways to keep your momentum going, essentially, and to keep your workout plan and your healthy eating plan, just to keep you in your health and fitness game, essentially. And that is really the hardest part. You know, consistency truly is staying in it. Is there's a Bible verse I love. I think, guys, you might die in shock if you've been here a lot. And, you know, I paraphrase scripture all the time, but I think it's actually Galatians 6:9 off the top of my head. I know it's Galatians. I'm thinking 6:9. Tell me I'm right. We must never tire of doing good. And whether or not I got the quotation, the source right, I should say, I know that quotation is correct. And it comes to my mind all the time, because I am very good at starting things. I'm very good at having a whole overhaul plan and getting excited about the Monday and the whatever. I'm not great about the consistency and the follow through. And I totally am. I get it. When people struggle with this, I love the start, like any project. I'm like excited to go to Hobby Lobby and buy the things and map it out. And then I'm really bad about the follow through. Mondays, I'm like ready to rock, get up, say my prayers, da-da-da. By Wednesday, Thursday has always been my turning point day for me. Like I have the stamina for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then even though, guys, I am a stay-at-home mom, as many of you are listening, my weekends are not wildly different than my weekdays. However, you know, just mentally, it's like by Thursday, I'm like, all right, this is the make or break it day. I got to make it through Thursday, Friday. So I will also pray for you in that, but the consistency, and that really is like what we're talking about today. Before I dive into that, I do want to share with you a testimonial. I was going to say a screenshot, but because I screenshotted it, a testimonial from the Simple Sustainable Fat Loss Program. It is kicking off April 8th and entrance is closing April 1st. The last two challenges consistently, I sometimes say challenge, I sometimes say 8 week. They're all the same thing. Simple Sustainable Fat Loss Program. January's and September's of 2023. So the first one this year and the last one of 2023, both sold out and had a wait list. So I'm not sure where we're at the time of recording this, but if you've been thinking about it, especially for a while, the next one's not going to be till September. So you're going to want to hop in, because I did have to put people on the wait list in January. All right. Natalie gave us this testimonial today. Natalie said, "This challenge gave me the push I needed to get back on track. Everyone in this challenge has helped out with positive motivation and inspiration to keep going, from people in the challenge to Brittany herself. Being able to have such a positive person as Britt, to be able to ask questions, dumb or little, questions too dumb or little, and she makes sure you know and feel comfortable with the info moving forward out of this challenge. This challenge has taught me that it is okay to snack sometimes. Not every day will be perfect. Mind over matter, and if there's a will, it can be done." All right. Thank you so much for that review, Natalie, that testimonial. And we will get back to our regularly scheduled program here. I just want to point out, guys, because I don't video this for a reason. Number one, as usual, as almost all my podcasts of 2024, I have Micah wrapped to me and I'm sitting on an exercise ball. I have about three beverages around me that I don't drink while I'm actually talking, but I always bring them with me. But also, additionally, I just had to flip around a little on my phone to find the screenshot of the testimonial. So I had to go off the podcast outline. I also, while reading that, got a text from my husband saying he was there for our grocery pickup order and then I needed to check it in on the app. So then I checked it in on the app and went back. So multitasking is not ideal, but sometimes we do it even while recording a podcast. All right, I am here with you now. I am only staying in this notes app for my outline and we are going to focus in. All right, so five tips to help you stick with your health regimen. And I use all of these as well. That is where I got the list from. I did not Google it. I did not chat GPT it and say how to stick with your workout regimen. I just thought about what I actually do and what's helped me. And I jotted them down because I thought that maybe they will help you. And as usual, there's really no time I've ever listened to a podcast. And if someone gave five tips or 10 tips, I've never been like, yep, all 10 of those work really well. But maybe there's one or two on here that you haven't thought about that you can maybe employ. Maybe there's more than that. That's awesome. But just stay with me through the end here. 'Cause I tried to go a little beyond the just, reward yourself kind of a thing. So tip number one is using if then scenarios. So basically like a reward system, but these are like daily and you hold yourself to them. So for example, okay, I'm not laying out what your health and fitness regimen is, first of all. So that part's up to you, right? Obviously, if you're doing one of my programs or we're working together, I am laying that out for you. But say right now, like you have your own goals and daily tasks you're trying to hold yourself to, right? So just say that one of them is like having 3 to 5 servings of vegetables a day, because that would be a great one for everybody, right? That's holding yourself to that in an if then of, okay, if I get in my 3 to 5 servings of vegetables, I can have dark chocolate later tonight, or I can have the tortilla chips with dinner or whatever. But you kind of do that gut check of, oh, did I have that yet? Okay, no, I have to do that other thing. A real example of this for me is I have been committed. It started in third trimester and then we'll led into fourth trimester here in postpartum time. I've been drinking bone broth daily, and that has held me back from having a little late night, not late night, 7:30 p.m. or 8 p.m. beer while watching football, which is over now. That's very sad by the time this comes out, but right now we're in playoffs. It's held me off from having that beer. It's held me off from having that glass of wine or something, because I have sometimes gotten to 7:30 or 8 at night and been like, oh, I did not drink my bone broth yet. So it's an if then. If I drink it in the day, and I typically don't have an alcoholic drink every single day, but you get the thing. This was a Friday night when I went to do that. And I was like, ah, cool. I'm going to ask Ben if after bedtime he wants to pour a drink and whatever, watch a YouTube of a comedian. And I was like, oh, shoot, I did not have my bone broth yet. So I've got to have that. Now, obviously, it could motivate me to like do that earlier the next day and get that in. But a lot of times, we don't even get to our then because we still are stuck on the if. Like there's been times that that's happened with me with vegetables too, where I'm like, oh, I want a snack. Maybe I'll get some cheese and crackers out. But then I'm like, oh, the only vegetable I had today was some peppers with lunch. I better get some more vegetables in there first, So that can be really effective. And think about it too. Like we use it with kids. So it makes sense to use it for ourselves too. If my son, my 6-year-old, gets his checklist done every day, is a checklist that he has to do, like practice taekwondo, practice piano, whatever. This is like above and beyond schoolwork. He is responsible for doing his checklist. And if he does, he gets to go on ABC Mouse for 20 to 30 minutes. This isn't very new. We're still in the early days of this. It's only been, I think this is the second week. He always had to do his checklist, but we just added on the computer feature lately just because. Whatever. I thought it was a good thing for him to be playing math games. And I figured, well, it makes sense that you'd have to have your checklist done first. So that's an if then. If you get your stuff done, you can have that reward. And it works for kids, it works for us. All right. Number two is by pairing. This sounds really similar, but is different. Okay. So pairing something you are already doing, like say, pairing a positive thing that you're already doing with the healthy habit you're either trying to adopt or continue adopting. So, for example, only getting to watch your favorite show while you're walking on the treadmill. So, you're getting your steps in, but you also get to watch your show. Or, I don't know, watching shows just seems to be the easiest example to pull up from here. Like, I will watch YouTube videos of people making sourdough or cleaning their homes because that's the thrilling life I lead. And I will do that during my strength workouts, but I don't just like sit and watch these YouTube videos. So it's kind of like, well, Britt, If you want to have that early morning time where you get to watch that lady making biscuits, you have got to do your push-ups and your squats, because that's when you get to turn on the YouTube. So pairing is a really good one. Tip number three is to edit what crosses the threshold. Now, it really does sound like ChatGPT made this list, but they didn't. And I did. Which just basically, you guys are all intelligent people. It means you are responsible for what's coming across the door. So if you want to stick with specific nutrition goals, specific health and fitness goals, you get to decide, you and your husband, if that's, if your husband gets a say in the groceries. No, my husband definitely does. Ben, you get a say, that. But I just make him put his stuff like elsewhere. Like, he still loves Sour Patch Kids, even though there's weed killer in them, and he has to put them up in a basket that's like on the top shelf, just so the kids and I don't care about them. But editing what comes in the door is big, especially like we're pretty fresh post holidays when I'm recording this. It's January 10th, the day I'm recording this. And I just did this with holiday stuff. I went through, we just had the Feast of Epiphany. It was the 7th this year. It was the Sunday. So a couple days off this, and I've been just tossing stuff, to be honest. I've been getting rid of the candy, of the extra stuff I let my kids enjoy from Christmas to Epiphany, and it was time. So that is a very good way to stick with your health regimen, is to only have the thing, like, it's much harder to binge and to go off the rails and to get off your quote unquote plan. Even I never recommend a strict plan, right? I'm very 80-20. I'm a big promoter of 80-20, 80% whole clean foods, 20% treats. But it gets harder to stick to that when everything is in your face. If you have stuff at eye level, and I do have an episode on this. I think it's called like making healthy choices easier, or making picking healthy things easier. And that might be worth your time to go back to and take a listen if you have not, or just even as a refresher. There are tips and tricks we can do, like putting healthy things at eye level. And like I just mentioned, putting the stuff that's not so healthy higher or out of sight or in not clear containers. There's little tricks like that, but it really comes down to not having it in the house. Again, I know there's a caveat here of you've got to be like in the spousal agreement, and I know this gets trickier for teenagers and older kids. I know that I'm not there yet. Like, my oldest is 6, so I pretty much can control what's in and out of the house here. But I don't know, if you've got older kids, make them put it in their car or something. And if you've got like 13, 14-year-olds who don't have cars, you should still be able to edit what comes in for them and when they're allowed to eat it and things like that, because they're not allowed to vote and they're not allowed to make big decisions. They probably are not responsible enough to make their nutritional decisions yet either. But that's another story for another day. But you are in charge of what comes across and what's in the house. All right. Number four is to employ accountability. There is so much research to show that if you just tell someone, if you make your goals public, you are so much more likely to follow through on them. I know this is true. And I've seen the results of it, and I felt the effects of it, because a couple of years ago in 2021, was it 2021? No, 2022, I ran an ultra marathon. And if you've been here a while, you've heard this. And I'm so sorry that I bring it up all the time, but it taught me a lot of lessons. It is really not just to bring up that I ran it, but I remember not wanting to say on the podcast that I was doing it. And my alleged reason was because I was like, if I get pregnant at some point, I'm not going to be able to run it. And then I won't be able to see the goal through. And I don't want to say that that's my goal if I can't actually achieve it. That was my decoy reason. My real reason was that I was scared that as a fitness professional who coaches clients, who writes plans for clients, who guides people, who's motivating people, hopefully, I was scared that I was going to say something publicly that I did not follow through on, that I could not keep up with. I had had a baby in July. I started training in January, and I had the race in August. And I was worried that by the time I got to do like my first 10-mile run or 12-mile run, that it would be so hard for me and I would not be able to actually, that I wouldn't do the race because it was going to be so hard, or that I wouldn't even finish training. So telling people is huge. I finally did just say it on the podcast one day, and I remember giving the caveat of, but if I get pregnant, I won't do it or something. But you've got to tell people, whether it's your spouse or like just a close friend. That my one friend and I used to do that way before I was a trainer. We would send each other progress pictures and be like, okay, here's my picture. In 8 weeks, I'm going to send you another picture and let's hope it's different. Like, we'll see what happens. But we never really checked in other than that. So that wasn't super effective. More effective would be telling your friend your goal and then asking them to kind of check in on you. And maybe you do want to do this with a friend because I can already see that if I tried to do that with my husband, I would just get annoyed when he did try to check in with me. I'd be like, leave me alone. Don't ask me if I went for a run today. Don't ask me if I ate the chocolates today because I did. But really, you could do this with a friend, a coach, any of that kind of thing. But there is so much research to show that if other people know, we're much more likely to follow through on something. All right. And lastly, so tip number one was if then. No, tip number two was pairing. Tip number three was edit what crosses the threshold. Tip number four was employee accountability. And last but not least, ladies, follow a direct plan and be specific. It's so much easier, so much more simple, I'll say. Maybe not easy. It's much simpler to be able to stick with something when you know what the heck you are sticking to. If you just say, I want to read the Bible more this year, that is so hard to measure that by the end of the year, you'll be like, did I stick with that? I don't know. Did I read it more? What's more? I read it a couple times. I read it more days than I didn't. You know, like, what is that? If you specifically have, back to the marathon analogy, when I was training, I had a big old poster board piece of paper that I wrote every single week, how much mileage I had to run, and I would cross it off after I did it. It was specific. I knew what I was doing. It was already planned out. If you want to stick with something, if you want to be consistent, if you don't want to be yo-yoing, you cannot just be like willy-nilly choosing things by the seat of your pants. I see this a lot. This tends to be the camp of people that's like pretty fit and kind of healthy. Okay. They're just picking random workouts off YouTube. They're eating just general healthy foods with no real direction. They have no idea what their macros should be. They have no idea what is the right balance for their body. They have no idea how many grams of protein that they're eating a day. If that sounds like you, don't hate me for saying that and for calling you out. It is truly in love here that I'm calling you out because that is something that is like 90% of the ladies who end up coming and doing the Simple Sustainable Fat Loss program or get do a coaching call with me, it's because they're doing the healthy quote unquote things, but it's not working. Something is not clicking. And it's generally just that there is not a very set plan in place that is being followed. It's usually that it's a lot more inconsistent and it's different. It's always changing. It's, oh, this thing today, this thing tomorrow. If you dial it in, get a written plan, and follow it, it's much easier to actually, again, not easy, but simple. It's more simple to track. It's more simple to you. It just makes sense. Like, how can you stay on target if you don't even know what the target is? If you're trying to drive cross country, you're going to follow the GPS or you are, you have no possible way to get there, right? Like, how could you even assume that you're going to end up in the right place if you're not following directions? So I think it's the same thing here. You need a plan, then follow it, and you will get where you want to be. All right. I hope that was helpful. Hope it made sense to you and for you. And let me know, ladies, if you need anything. My email is brittany@healthycatholicmoms.com. And next episode, we are going to talk about, this is a great one, in my opinion, in my humble opinion on my own podcast, that I think this is a great idea. But the topic is 10 items to have on your weekly grocery list for optimal health. I thought about just doing this as a workshop or a chat in our Chasing Greatness monthly group, but I decided to share it with everybody. So happy March. That's my gift to you. 10 items to have on your weekly grocery list for optimal health. That's coming at you next time. And until then, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.